Dueling Tangents, everybody. I'm Brian, that's Luke. You're listening to us at 92.7 FM out of Madison and WTTN 1580 AM out of Columbus, the southern swath of Wisconsin. Also on KGOE on the leftist coast and always streaming at the Devil Radio app. Found wherever apps are hunted and, probably...
Trapped into your phone.
Trapped into your phone somehow.
Yeah.
Consumed, harvested, as it were. Into your phone, the app harvester.
Just subject to your thumbs pressing on them. And yep.
Devil Radio app, very important thing.
It's one of the best apps.
I'm very excited. One, this ties in with the song, too, although we played it for a different reason. the mail just came. I'm always excited when the mail comes. Because as an actor, I get residuals. So every now and then, I get mailed random checks. They could be 2 cents. They could be $2. They could be $2,000. Who knows? The waiting is the hardest part.
Yeah.
Because you could pick it up and go, yeah, I got a lottery ticket. I probably won something. You probably won something.
Yeah.
But it's usually under $10.
Usually, you're very much like my nephew, who is now at the point where he loves opening mail when it's the holiday season. So this is actually an excellent reminder because I need to get his Thanksgiving card into the mail. Because
if you don't, he'll know you don't love him at all.
That is my number one concern. But he loves opening the mail because when you got a dollar, a $5 bill, or anything like that in there, he loves taking it to his piggy bank because he is right around that age right now where that is getting to be a lot of fun for him. So thanks for the reminder there. But the mail came.
Also, a reminder to everybody else who has to put out, Christmas cards or any sort of holiday cards at all. Just so you know, if you don't get them out on time and they aren't received in the right order or the right time, you are probably a bad person and you don't really love the person you're sending it to. And those people will probably forget you and you will live a life alone. Just want to reaffirm that for you and all the people out there who send any sort of holiday cards.
Yeah, how many times have you forgot to send out your holiday cards, Brian?
Several times. I don't care.
All right, then fair enough. We digress on these tangents all the time because this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You can join us on the phones 844-967-2789.
I was prepping for this segment because we're going to go and talk about maps. Governor Evers vetoed the map. The Gerrymander 2.0, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of press releases about it. Everybody released a statement, Neubauer and Hintz and all the Democratic leaders released statements on, including Governor Evers, about gerrymandering as well. And as I'm doing that, they all have different, titles, like Sierra Club applauds forward on climate package. Rep McGuire joins partisan effort to limit predatory consumer. They all have a title to them, right? So I come across Rep. Ranthan's declaration or whatever.
Okay.
And it says, Rep. Ranthan calls upon Wisconsin legislature.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. That's the headline.
They forget.
That's the thing you're supposed to click on. What? I wonder what he calls upon them to do.
The waiting is the hardest part to find out, Brian.
I'm every office of my joint resolution asking to reclaim Wisconsin's 10 electoral ballots. Okay, great. That's what that is.
That's crazy. So then,
but this is even better. So everybody else has their titles and whatever, and then Donald Trump statement.
That's all it is again?
That's it. It's just Donald Trump.
You got me on both of those. Like, I'm sitting here waiting for you to finish what you're going to say, and nope, that is in fact just where they cut short.
Big gulps, huh?
That's all it is.
All right. Well, see you later.
Let's hope Joe from Madison's got a little bit more to say than that. Joe, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm veering a little bit, but it's a tangent show, so I'm allowed to. Going to recommend for folks, there's an article in Slate this today that's written by Dahlia Lithwick, and it really is a nice thought piece. The title of it is When Everything is Self-Defense and Everyone Gets a Gun. And it's an interesting thing for me. I mean, I don't know what the experience is for other people that grew up in the state, but I grew up in a household that had plenty of guns. My dad was a hunter, and he was also a gun collector. But the notion that I would, as a 17-year-old, go to dad's gun cabinet and strap on and head over to Kenosha just because I wanted to would have been absolutely insane. And this is kind of what she's looking at, is this idea that we've kind of taken the idea of the castle doctrine, where the only time you pull out a gun is if you intend to use it to protect your home, to shoot anytime you feel unsafe. And you can insert yourself in a situation and you feel unsafe, and there you go. And I was thinking about it with this situation in Kenosha. I mean, this man, we now have the example of this man who, and others seem to think this is absolutely fine, that he inserts himself in this situation and shoots these people, three of them, within 1 minute and 20 seconds. So if you have a situation where he was viewing other people who had guns as a threat, but he obviously was a threat, where are we? I mean, literally, we are at this point where, as she said, everything is self-defense and everyone gets a gun. So I'm curious if other people have thoughts about that, just because, I mean, I grew up with guns, but the notion that you carry them around with you, I mean, it was you do not have a gun on you unless you intend to use it, unless you're going hunting or unless somebody is trying to break into your house. So, thoughts, you guys?
My grandfather was a detective in the Suffolk County, you know, police outside of New York City. He drew his gun with intent to fire once.
Yeah, and I've got friends that are... my stance on guns is... you should, if you plan on using it, you should know how to use it. And I believe we need more training for individuals to receive a gun. Like, I have no qualms with the Second Amendment or people having the right to bear arms. I fear that we put 16-year-olds that are going behind the wheel through more training, though, than we do for an 18-year-old that wants to go buy a weapon.
Not anymore. Thank God we don't have to train our kids to drive. You don't actually have to take the test anymore, I don't think.
I think you have to take the test still, don't you?
I don't know, but they definitely tried to deregulate that. That's
yeah, there was. I know during the pandemic there was a problem there. But, I mean, Joe, I have friends here in Madison even that they conceal carry because they have a permit to do so, and that's how they feel comfortable going around. And that's their prerogative. That is, I don't feel safer when I... And like, I do not feel like I need the need to strap on a gun to my belt and keep it concealed to walk around to Walmart or go out to dinner or hang out with friends. I don't. And I think you're right, Joe. I think the reason to carry around a gun is if you intend to use it is when it should be drawn. And I guess I don't quite understand why the stand your ground doctrine might maybe applied in some of these instances where you can use your gun to shoot. It's really unfortunate what's going on right now in the trial down in Georgia with the three individuals that killed Ahmaud Arbery. And we're going to see if some of those laws stand down in Georgia, because I believe that is... I have not been following that trial closely.
The soundbite I heard from one of the defendants was, he was trying to stop me from shooting him, so therefore I had to shoot him, was essentially what I got from that.
Yeah. The man was jogging.
He didn't want me to...
And didn't want to answer
my
questions.
Gun to stop me from shooting him, so I shot him because he was it's like arresting someone for resisting arrest primarily, but why were you arresting them?
Because you were resisting arrest, Brian. That's why.
But
yeah, exactly.
This is one of those perpetual things you get into. You just loophole yourself into some sort of logical thing, and then you just say, screw it, I'm punching you in the face.
Yeah. Yeah, so... I don't know where we're going to stand with that, Joe, but it's excellent tangent, and this is a show all about tangents. You are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We want to dive in now, because earlier this morning, we had Governor Tony Evers took action and vetoed the Republican proposal for redistricting maps that Wisconsin will be set to use for the next decade. And pretty much, Brian sends this issue now to the courts. So,
yeah. Now, this is something we expected to have happen. He called it gerrymandering 2.0. I'm going to read a quick paragraph from his press release that actually had a title on it.
There you go.
It said, and it wasn't. You don't have to really think about these titles. Just tell us what it's about. Governor Evers vetoes GOP's gerrymandering 2.0 maps. Very simple. Very simple title. Very easy to do.
Yeah.
The legislative and congressional. This is second paragraph here. The legislative and congressional maps drafted and passed by Republicans in the legislature are largely based on the current maps Republicans drew a decade ago that have been called some of the most gerrymandered maps in the country. The new maps vetoed today, which have been described as even more gerrymandered than the existing maps, all but ensure Republicans will preserve their undemocratic majorities in the legislature, while increasing Republicans' chances of disproportionately winning 6 of Wisconsin's 8 congressional districts. In a 50-50 state. All three maps prepared by Republicans in the legislature received an F rating from the Princeton Gerrymandering Project, citing significant Republican advantages incumbents, and very uncompetitive relative to other maps that could have been drawn. Wisconsinites overwhelmingly support nonpartisan redistricting. 56 counties consisting of more than 80% of Wisconsin residents have passed referenda or resolutions supporting a nonpartisan redistricting process and fair maps. Additionally, according to polls conducted by Marquette University Law School, an overwhelming majority of voters support on nonpartisan redistricting. This is doing the people's will.
Yeah. And so I got a piece here from Bridget Bowden over at Wisconsin Public Radio. And she writes, diving a little bit into her piece, now the maps will be sent to court, but it's unclear which court will be the one to ultimately resolve the matter. There are pending cases in both federal and state courts. Republicans want the case decided by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, where conservatives hold a 4-3 majority. On Wednesday, the court issued an order outlining key dates for the case and setting a date for a potential hearing in mid-January. Democrats want the matter dealt with in federal court, which has a long history of resolving redistricting disputes and drawing maps. The 3-judge federal panel hearing Wisconsin's case had initially indicated it would hold a trial in January, but has since backed off, indicating that it will yield to the state court for now. So that's where we are, Brian. We all knew it was going to be getting to this point. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, but at least we have an idea of what we're going to do going forward. We have at least the board set up, maybe? You know, we have to get this figured out. People are going to be running for office soon. People need to know what district they're running in. Oh, and ballots need to be printed. Did anybody pay attention to the fact that you got to print millions of ballots correctly and have them in different districts?
Yeah, and people got to find their polling places.
That might be
and
something different.
You got to staff those polling places with poll workers, and you know those poll
workers
are on
the
list.
Poll workers of both parties, whether they're mercenaries or not, and they should probably be vaccinated just for the sheer logic of it.
Just the sheer logic of it. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But now we got Dick from the Madison giving us a call. So, Dick, what's your tangent for the day?
Well, you know, this whole thing with the maps is so crazy. You know where it's going to go if it goes to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I mean, there's no question about it. So why even,
allegedly.
You know, what's next? Oh, you know exactly where it'll go. At least I think I do. But, you know, what's next from the Republicans? Why don't you just have Kyle Rittenhouse choose the maps? You know, he gets to pick his own.
Pick him out of a hat.
Yeah. Maybe that would be the fair way to do it at this point. At least the Democrats would have somewhat of a chance. You know, just put it in a barrel, spin it around, you know. And each party
just have Robin Voss pull it out of a hat, and every single one of them is dealer's choice.
Yeah, just all of them are dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice, closed door. Dealer's choice, closed door.
You know, they're just so ridiculous. They remind me so much of a kid we grew up with. You know, he had the best football and basketball all the time when you were going to get together for pickup games. If he didn't like the way something was going, he'd take his ball and go home. And that's what they're all about. They won't play fair in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
They're a joke.
And what I want to see is an actual debate over this in public, because you know that they had public input on this and everybody came in and voted for and spoke for nonpartisan redistricting. The only two people who spoke against it were Voss and Lemahieu, and none of them had to stand up and say this is why this is fair. I want to see them stand up and defend and show me the courage of their convictions, but instead they're going to argue, oh no, we can do this, not that we should or why it's great, but that we can.
Yeah, and we're talking dueling lawsuits here on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We'll keep talking about these maps, and you stay with us. Give us a call, 844-967-2789.